The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.
Well, don't fall off your chair. Perhaps some climate change is man-made after all. However, the villain is not carbon dioxide. And whatever crisis it has created has already been resolved. You may have noted yesterday's story, and Harley made reference to this as well in the segment we do with him, about the recovery of the ozone layer, which protects us from cancer-causing solar rays. According to a UN study, the ozone layer is reconstituting itself following a ban on chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, in 1987. CFCs are gases once used in refrigerators and air conditioners, which were discovered to be depleting the ozone layer in the 1970s. Well, research from Waterloo University in Canada last year argued CFCs, not CO2, could be responsible for global warming in the 19th and 20th centuries. Well, now Professor Quing Bin Liu from Waterloo University believes that the earlier use of these gases affected much more than the ozone layer. He analysed data going back to the Industrial Revolution and found an almost exact correlation between rising global surface temperatures in the 1980s and 90s and the amount of CFCs in the atmosphere. What's more, he predicts that as CFCs in the atmosphere continue to decline. Now, I should say that despite the 1987 ban, some countries only stopped using them in 2010. So he predicts that as the CFCs in the atmosphere continue to decline, so the Earth will continue to cool for the next 50 to 70 years, as it has done since 2002. Professor Liu's research has been backed by a subsequent Mexican study, and even die-hard global warming scientists are conceding that his theory deserves further exploration. So perhaps there was a man-made crisis which had nothing to do with CO2, and in any way, it's over.
The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.